This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. The Obama administration is moving quickly to drum up international pressure on Iran. That's one day after announcing it had uncovered an Iranian terror plot. But some Iran watchers are raising doubts about the storyline. And as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, they wonder if the U.S. can get the sort of diplomatic mileage it wants out of this case.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was quick to swing into action, calling world leaders to inform them about the alleged plot. She told the Center for American Progress today that the conspiracy to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington was directed by, as she put it, elements of the Iranian government.
This plot, very fortunately disrupted by the excellent work of our law enforcement and intelligence professionals, was a flagrant violation of international and U.S. law and a dangerous escalation of the Iranian government's longstanding use of political violence and sponsorship of terrorism.
She says Iran must be held accountable for its actions. The U.S. has already added more Iranian officials to a sanctions blacklist, and Clinton is trying to rally other countries to do the same.
We will work closely with our international partners to increase Iran's isolation and the pressure on its government. And we call upon other nations to join us in condemning this threat to international peace and security.
One Iran watcher, Rasul Nafisi, has some doubts about how successful the U.S. will be in this push for more sanctions.
There are enough reasons to slap more sanctions on Iran. Its heinous human rights record, its activities across the world. But this one really doesn't hold much water.
The way the U.S. presents the case looks odd to Nafisi, who has studied the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Though they're known to use proxies to carry out terrorist attacks, Nafisi says hiring a Mexican drug trafficker would be a major change in strategy.
Committing such an act, which is so clumsy, relying on Mexican cartels, doesn't sound very much like what Iranian would do.
Ali Alfaneh of the American Enterprise Institute says it's unlikely Iranian leaders signed off on this.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei is a very, very cautious statesman and politician. He is not the gambler type. He would not be the individual who would order assassination of the Saudi ambassador to Washington, D.C.
But Alfaneh says he wouldn't be surprised if certain elements of the Revolutionary Guard Corps had a different agenda.
The Revolutionary Guards has a long history of creating crisis in Iran's relations with foreign countries, especially the United States and Saudi Arabia, in order to create a permanent crisis, a situation of extraordinary circumstances under which the armed forces, and especially the Revolutionary Guards, gains the upper hand in Tehran.
And if this is a case of an internal power struggle, he doesn't think American diplomacy to step up pressure on Iran will make much of a difference. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.